Let's talk to Anthony Judd now, CEO of the Bull Oak Shire, and see what's happening in that neck of the woods. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Now, this Yahoo that you got working for you by the name of Travis, he sent through the points to me. Point number one, where did the cats lose it? Funny man, him, eh?
Does sound a little bit like Travis. He's funny, but maybe he's got a bit of Nostradamus about him. He got this one right, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right, because he sent them through to me on Friday. So anyway, not to worry. Let's forget that. Don't mention the war. Let's instead talk about the update on metropolitan landowners, because this is something that affects quite a lot, getting permits to travel into Bull Oak for property maintenance.
Yeah, you're right. This will be impacting all of the LGAs, particularly all the ones in Central Victoria in your listening area. So we, like everyone, have a lot of landowners that are living in Melbourne and are in that lockdown that I guess is affecting Melbourne at the minute. And there's been quite a fair bit of discussion over the last month about, you know, fire clearances, and we've spoken about on this program, and I just heard it on one of the ads on your program as well. So So permitting system to get landowners that might be living in Melbourne and I guess locked down in the Ring of Steel to come out and do maintenance on their property in preparation for fire or for flood. So with our council, I guess we've set up a process where ratepayers that do live in Melbourne can call up and request a permit, and they'll get asked a series of questions. And they can get a permit for up to 3 days. It's a maximum 3 days, and that's set by the Chief Health Officer. And he's also put a lot of conditions around, you know, what you can do when you get up here and, you know, what you can do, which is probably in line with some of the things that you can do in Melbourne. So I think you still wouldn't be able to come up here and go to a restaurant. You'd be doing the takeaway. You wouldn't be able to go to the gyms, which are now opening. So that process is underway, and fire clearance and flood prep. Preparation is obviously pretty important. So it's good that is now allowable.
Yes. Now, last day is a free green waste month as well.
Yeah, links into that clearly. So, yeah, we did October free green waste for all ratepayers, and that would extend, I guess, to the subject that we just spoke about. Yeah. So for everyone, that's the encouragement. As you sort of standing outside at the minute, there's still plenty of green around, and there's a bit of long grass with the rains over October. So, we would be encouraging everyone to get out, get slashing, clear their blocks as much as they can, and make use of that free green waste at all of our landfills and transfer stations.
Yep. Now, reusable face masks are available from council. We heard on the news there too that I think 60-odd% of people still very much in favour of mandatory face masks. But for vulnerable community members, they can get them from the council.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously, I think it was a couple of weeks now that changed from having to have the fitted face masks rather than the scarves or the balaclavas or the shields. So we had sort of applied to the state government to get a whole bunch of fitted masks so we could support the community that haven't been able to access them. So we have them in our offices at the minute. So again, if anyone is in need, particularly in that vulnerable category of a face mask, they can certainly call up council and we can arrange to get some delivered. We've got a fair few of them actually at the minute. Okay. So for anyone who needs them, please ring in and we can arrange to get them distributed.
And finally, expressions of interest being called for a youth advisory group.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. So the North Central Len, who are just a really fantastic organisation that covers mainly our Shire, but certainly stretch into Loddon and a little bit of Northern Grampians as well, have established a need for a youth advisory council, and that's for people between 15 and 21, and that's for people who are working or studying. And I guess the idea is to gauge their interest and get their input into what's happening around the area. So this is something that council is partnering with rather than necessarily leading. And I think there's a lot of opportunities that can come from this. And we understand that engaging the young members of our community, there's some great ideas out there. And whenever we've gone out to do this work, you know, only good things have happened. So as I understand it, expressions of interest close on the 1st of November. So again, that's going to come around really quickly. So the application form is on the North Central Len website. So I would encourage everyone to who would be interested to get on and put their application in. I think it'd be an amazing program. You're going to meet some really fantastic people from across the region and, you know, a chance to shape the future.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Anthony, as always, thank you very much for that, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you. Anthony Judd, CEO of Bullockshire, joining us on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.